Oh, hello there, and happy holidays! If you're like me, your mailbox and inbox are beginning to fill with the obligatory year-end updates from family and friends, exotic vacations, fulfilling careers, the accomplishments of so many perfect children. Ah, 'tis the season. And so, you've sent us some of your favorite holiday newsletters, so that we might have some festive fun. Names and locations have been changed, of course, because if there's one thing I've learned in all my years, it's that there's always room to read between the lines. And chances are, it's a wonderful lie.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ashley Flowers.
Woohoo! I'm Holly Laurent.
Hey, I'm Greg Hess. I wanted a catchphrase, and I couldn't really think of one.
I don't like
turned
that
into
one.
Fat Albert. I know.
That one got voted no.
Oh, you guys, it's our last episode this year. It came and went so fast.
I know.
The next time we do this, there will be a baby.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
What are you guys doing for the holidays this year?
Well, my family is traveling to California this year for
Greg's
a couple
mom and
of
dad
weeks.
Are coming.
And they're, I think we're going to do like.
We're going to Ojai.
Yeah, doing some California road tripping. It should be fun.
Oh, nice.
Really good. What are you doing? Are you getting cozy?
Yeah, I'm hunkering down. I am going to be so pregnant. I am so pregnant. I don't want to go anywhere. I don't want to see anyone. So I have my like immediate family is here in town. So I'll probably see a couple of them. But I don't know, man, it's hard to get out of bed these days.
Now you can really relate to that Bible story.
I was telling Greg today, I was like, I almost feel like all the Christmas stories are making it like, if you don't, you know, buy everyone presents and everything, you're like a bah humbug or whatever. And I was like, we're being pushed towards all this like commercialism. And I'm like, oh, maybe I'm just like being really like lazy and cheap that I just don't want to buy a bunch of Christmas presents this year.
We haven't done presents in years. I thought we talked about this last year. Maybe not.
Yeah, isn't that the best?
Yeah, we don't, with our families, we're like, we don't want anything. Like, you know, if I see something that like really reminds me of them, but it did become like this whole exchanging of things and less about like chilling. And now I'm all about
that's
just chilling with
do.
The family.
I'd so much rather just be together and talk and like.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that means like we've officially become like oldies because like
old.
Kids are like.
This
what
is
are
what
you
this series has really been about is us aging in front of everyone's eyes.
I know.
Or ears.
I know. I feel
every
like the letters
we
got
age
older this
5 years.
But since the pandemic, we've learned that like what is time? It's a flat circle. It doesn't exist. I'm not experiencing
simulation,
time anymore.
Yeah.
All simulation theory. Oh, boy.
All right. Well, for our last letter, I have a doozy. And it was sent to us by a real character named Lulu. And I love this one because she uses this holiday letter tradition to really, like, snark at her family.
Ooh.
In fact, this letter is addressed to only her family members. So I think we're really getting a glimpse to, like, some very private family affairs.
Ooh,
it's a family affair.
It.
Here we go. I'm really excited about this one. This is kind of the stuff that I want to do in a Christmas letter if I have
we
one.
All dream about snarking our family, like the old Seinfeld thing of like Festivus, of like, I got a lot of problems with you people. An airing of grievances.
It's like when you quit a job, you really want to go around and just be like, here's what I really thought of everyone at this workplace.
I saw that recently on some like social media thing of like, next time you're in an interview and they're like, can we get 3 references? You can be like, absolutely. Here are 3 references so that you can hear about me. I'd like to talk to 3 of your employees and hear how the environment is around here. Like, I'd like to see.
I always used to give references and just give different numbers of my friends that would all just pretend like I'd worked for them. True story.
Really?
Yeah.
I believe it, Greg.
And probably they didn't give me good reviews, but I usually would get the job.
Greg got hired at a temp job that was supposed to be for 2 weeks, and he stayed for 6 months, like hiding on a like quiet floor.
Again, if this podcast became about anything, it was us aging, simulation theory,
and
Greg's all of Greg's
weird jobs.
Weird jobs. He stayed there getting paid for 6 months doing absolutely nothing.
Truly, for 2 months, I carried around an empty box, and people would just be like, oh, I guess that guy's still working here.
And then it was a really not fortuitous moment where he got in the elevator with the woman who had hired him for the temp job, and she was looking at him in the elevator, and she's like, you're still here?
And
he
the
like,
next day, they were like, we don't need you anymore.
It's a wonderful life.
Hey, family. You're probably wondering why you are receiving a letter like this from me since I don't do Christmas cards. But like Mom said when I came out, I guess there's a first time for everything.
I guess that's what you want your mom to say when you come
out. That's pretty chill. I have a friend who said, I think I disappointed my daughter when she came out to me. I said, okay, pass the ketchup. I was like, that's probably a good, you know, like it's non-dramatic. He's like, I don't know if she was expecting more fanfare, but I kind of knew.
My favorite is my brother, when someone came out to him, the first thing he yelled was, plot twist. And this was before plot twist episode.
Oh my God.
Really?
Yeah.
I love it.
Like last year.
Plot twist. I think that needs to be our It's a Wonderful Lie merch.
Plot twist.
Plot twist.
I hope you like the vintage reindeer art I chose. I still have my full body reindeer costume I wear every year, and I wanted to pick something that would look good on the mantle or fridge and not offend any of you who get easily ruffled.
Wait, what do you get offended by? The reindeer? Maybe reindeers had been canceled for some reason. I needed to figure that out.
I think reindeers are still okay. Reindeers or reindeer?
Reindeers.
Reindeer. You know I'm not one to let any of y'all in my business, but I guess I'm feeling the warm and fuzzies of the season. Aww. Since I'm off Facebook, I don't know what else to do without driving to everyone's house individually. So I decided to print up one letter to all of you. This year has been wild.
Okay, what is coming?
I don't know, but I think she does make a good point, which is, you know, if you're still putting out a hard copy, printed out newsletter every year, you're really hanging on to a vestige of the past.
Yeah.
I like it.
But she's never done it before, and she said she has to tell everyone something and was thinking about driving to all their houses, so I'm excited.
Buckle up.
Ooh, drum roll.
In case you had not heard, I won the Lucky Day Lotto.
Oh. Hey!
But I know you heard because I have been contacted by literally all of you. That's part of the reason I got off Facebook. Let this be my notice to you that there is no more money. It is all gone.
Oh my God.
What a paragraph.
This is just a public service announcement as much as it is a Christmas card.
You always hear that about like the lottery, people win the lottery and it like destroys families and stuff. Like
Lucky Day Lotto.
Lucky
I wonder
Day
how
Lotto.
Much we're talking. This is juicy.
Lucky Day Lotto. And I mean, but we just got a whole, like I won the lotto and it's all gone.
And stop calling me.
I won $500 on a scratcher one time. I didn't get any calls from my family, but I truly felt like that was one of the greatest days of my life. I just couldn't believe it.
Yeah. I one time won $500 on blackjack and I immediately went and ordered lobster and they brought the lobster out on a like roller cart tray and it was still alive, but like its hands were bound up and I was like, oh no, now I feel really bad.
When we went to Vegas, my friend won like a grand on the craps table, which again, I'm like 21, 23. This is like the best thing ever. And yeah. She used it to pay off her student loan. And at the time I was like, this is the worst decision you've ever made. But
that's
then I was
the most responsible gambling I've ever heard.
I know. Some of you have been saying that since I'm single with no kids, there is no way that money is all gone in 6 months. Well, dummies, I don't need to be married or have offspring to enjoy my money.
I feel this.
That idea is insulting. However, I know that I am from a family of limited thinking, and so I have no problem bringing all of you up to speed.
Oh my gosh. Use your imaginations, family. Here's the list of what I spent my dough on.
I think this is kind of refreshing. I sort of like when families can talk to each other like, hey, dummies, y'all have limited thinking. I'm here to just school you. I think it's really refreshing. Like, you know, it's better than like just not speaking of anything.
Passive aggressive families,
yeah.
Those make me so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope she bought the most ostentatious stuff.
Let me tell you.
Okay, yeah.
Firstly, I took a trip to Turks and Caicos because I just had to get away from all of you. Just kidding. I wanted to pamper myself because I deserve it.
Hell
I deserved
yeah.
a week where I did not have to see anyone I didn't want to, and I didn't have to talk to anyone I didn't want to.
Does anyone ever just go to Turks or Caicos?
They always go together. Yeah. It's like right. Minneapolis-St. Paul, but definitely it's not Minneapolis-St. Paul.
I won so much I got to go to Turks and Caicos. That's how much money we're talking here.
Yeah, baby. And isn't that kind of the perfect definition if we're really being honest? Isn't that the perfect definition of a vacation? I don't want to see anybody I don't want to see. I don't want to talk to anybody I don't want to talk to.
Oh, I love it. She's like, it's to get away from you. Just kidding. It was to get away from people I don't want to see and talk to, which is like also still them.
Right. This is the letter that's like, get off my back.
I also wanted to have a great time, so I brought my best friend Sam and my girlfriend Jess. Yes, 7 days of beach with my bitch. Knowing y'all, the questions will start flying about Jess, and I just don't have the patience. She's 6 foot tall. She's got it all.
Oh, yeah. Whoa.
With the kind of legs you want to pour a glass of milk over just to see what it looks like.
Oh, okay. My God. Liz. This is the that, greatest
is that
letter.
A saying?
I don't know.
Think so.
But now that I'm imagining it, I'm just like, whoa, does she play for the WNBA and milk on milk? Legs? Maybe I'm turned on.
I had one time had someone say to me, I want to put you in a bathtub of champagne, see how many cherries I can fit in your mouth.
What?
I once told
me.
A guy at a bar I wanted to hang from his neck like a barrel of monkeys.
I think I've heard of pouring milk over somebody's like six pack or abs, but I've never heard it over like thighs or legs. But I mean,
why would you want to pour milk on anyone? Like the second you don't get all that out, it's going to curdle. It's going to smell.
So many people are lactose intolerant these days.
I know. But hey, Lulu's on vacation. She's got 7 days of beach with her bitch and she's pouring milk on this girl's legs.
At least make it a pina colada. You're in the Turks and Caicos.
Needless to say, I came back both refreshed and worn out.
Lulu, you dirty dog. Good for you. But her best friend's there the whole time, just like, come on, yeah. Y'all.
Hey, guys, you want to go to the beach? No, sorry, I'm pouring milk on my girlfriend.
Sam, is that what it is?
Yeah, Sam's just like, when you stop covering Jess in milk, could we, like, go get some happy hour drinks?
Hit dinner by myself again.
The swim up bar by myself.
I'll bring you something back from the buffet.
Yeah, do you guys want anything from the buffet? Oh, just another glass of milk? Fantastic.
When I returned home, I bought a new Jeep Wrangler with the Extreme Recon package.
Hell yeah.
This is my dream car. I don't want to hear a peep about it since you all know I have wanted to be in a Jeep since high school and the Stacey Jeffers incident.
The Stacey Jeffers incident?
Stacey Jeffers!
What
happened?
Do we think the Stacey Jeffers incident is?
How dare her not expand?
Maybe she got caught making out with Stacey Jeffers in high school.
Yeah, in a Jeep it has no sides. You can just see her and Stacey Jeffers.
Yeah, or maybe she rolled Stacey Jeffers' Jeep in high school. Always a possibility with a Jeep.
My brother used to have a Jeep Wrangler, and he told me, do you know about the Jeep Wrangler community? Like, anyone who's driving a Jeep Wrangler, if you drive by another Jeep Wrangler, you, like, do some sign.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you know about this?
I knew there was some kind of Jeep thing. I didn't know it was just Wranglers. I don't know what the sign is. Clearly,
you give, like,
cool
the hang loose sign?
Is it the Shaka?
I don't know.
Oh, Ashley, we now know what we do in an absolute crisis. Greg and I were in Mexico this year and we were walking on the beach. It was too late. The sun was like setting and we were like, maybe it's not safe to be out here. It was like kind of in a like cartel area too. And we came around this cliff and it's getting dark. And there are these two men on the beach with these long things. And I was like, are those like fishing spears? And we got closer and they were big guns. And yeah. I'm in flip-flops with my dog and I just
Holly
take
just
off
left
running.
Me. She just ran
And I
away.
Was running in zigzags, like waiting to hear boom. I was like, if you run in zigzags, I'm like, I think that's to get away from an alligator, but I don't know. Those are gunmen. And they're like screaming at Greg. They're like, hey. And they start engaging Greg. I'm still running. And they were like, where are you going? And they were trying to talk to him. And Greg just starts
just
doing the Shaka sign. He's
throwing
like,
the hang
up?
Loose sign and go, I'm just going up to my house, man. I was just, and I'm like, why? I've never done this in my entire life. I've never surfed. I've never lived near a beach. And for some reason, I'm throwing the hang loose sign as like, yeah, man, I'm cool.
With guns.
And I think they were truly so confused. Like, why is that guy doing that to us that they just kind of let me go? Later, we found out that they were federales, sort of like.
They were like security. But
cops
I was
protecting
like,
the beach.
I was like, Greg, now we know it's going to happen in the face of death. I run in zigzags.
And
you
I
do the hang loose
the Shaka.
Sign.
It was gnarly, dudes. Don't shoot.
All right. Well, I guess.
I don't think that's the Shocker, by the way. This is the Shocker. You're missing
No, Shaka, Ashley, not the Shocker. Oh, my God.
I wish people could see the gesture that Ashley just made for the Shocker.
Oh, boy.
She did it really easily. And
I'm a sin devil. We do this all the time.
This is
oh,
so
really?
Funny.
Oh, Lulu is really bringing it up today. Lulu's
all
bringing
right, Lulu.
It all out. And we'll never know what happened with Stacey Jeffers, but either way Lulu sprung for the extreme recon package.
Let's get back to the milk on the thighs. We've really gone off the rails.
Next, I paid off all my debt. I have always referred to myself as a CIO because everyone I see, I owe, but not anymore.
Very responsible. I like this one.
Like
this
your friend
great.
In Vegas, paying off debt and it feels so good.
What I want to do now is talk about where the rest of the money went. Ooh. I'm sure some of you just got real tight because you know what's coming. You see, people in our family have received money from me.
Oh, here
Allow
we go.
Me to shed some light.
Oh, here
oh,
we
I
go.
I love it. I'm getting nervous that she gave
I
me
know.
Money.
I just got really tense. My shoulders are going up to my ears. I'm like, who got what?
I gave Jenny $4,000 so she could go back to college because anything she can do to stop giving Uncle Rick power over her life is a good thing.
Oh, man.
I agree. Get the hell out of here, Rick. She needs to get a college education.
Yeah, it sounds like Rick sucks. But also, I can guarantee you, Rick's not getting this letter.
No.
I gave Kevin $5,000 to bring him up to date on back child support. That was less for him and more for Casey, since we know he would blow it gambling at the boats.
Oh my,
$9,000
out the door already.
Wow, I wonder if Kevin's getting this letter too. I have a feeling Lulu doesn't care. She's like,
she sent it to everyone.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She's like, everyone knows Uncle Rick sucks. Everyone knows Kevin's at the boats or at OTB.
If you're this generous, I mean, $9,000 to family members out the door, I feel like you're entitled to write this letter.
Yeah, that's true.
I sent $500 to all of my nieces and nephews. Why? Because not a single one of them DM'd me for money. Not one. I also remember what it was like to be young and have someone send you money for no reason.
I feel
oh,
this.
Oh, that gets me. Man, that makes me want to do this for my nieces and nephews. Remember that when you would get like $50 or even like $10
yeah.
from your aunt?
Life changing.
Yes!
I had a crazy great aunt that used to save every coin that had our birth year on them. And at the end Aww. Of the year, mail us jars of coins in the mail every year. And this was before Coinstar, folks, so you had to go and get some rolls at the bank and really,
bank.
Yeah, you had to add them up. You had to
you
add
You didn't
them up.
Save your birth year coins, you just immediately cashed them
oh,
in.
Oh, cashed them in. Cashed them in.
Oh, man, I love that she gave all the nieces and nephews money. I have to tell you, I just read this thing this morning that was talking about how, like, how to have more inclusive language and not say, like, mankind, but to say, like, humanity, and not to say man-made, but to say synthetic or whatever, because it's, like, dismissing, like, half of humanity, you know? And it was saying, like, ways to use sensitive language, like, instead of brother and sister, use sibling. Instead of niece and nephew, use nibbling.
No.
Nibbling.
Yeah. Never.
I yeah. love it.
And no. I was like, is this real? And they said, no, I'm not kidding you, instead of mom and dad, piblings.
Nibblings and piblings.
Piblings. And I'm like, can't you just see someone being like, okay, well, we're already doing siblings, so maybe we just, you know, we go with that. We go nibblings.
He's just eating chips at his desk.
I was just going to say, it sounds like something I would do with food. Like, at Thanksgiving, I do some nibblings.
It's fun. I think it's fun to make up words.
I'm
going to
start calling my nieces and I'm like, get over here, you little nibblings.
I bought $250 worth of homemade jewelry from Jason, although I highly doubt he is still metalworking.
Oh!
Well, that's kind of a comment on the quality of the metalworking.
I bought candles from Meredith, steaks from Tommy, a tarot card reading from Megan, none of which has come to fruition yet anyway, but fingers crossed. I paid for 4 different people to go to the dentist, and I don't have to say who, you will know when you see them.
Oh,
people had busted grills and suddenly they are smiling bright.
I bought 50 boxes of Girl Scout cookies, and finally, I fixed Aunt Katie's porch and gutters and invested in Debo's clothing line. Probably the best money I spent.
Oh, my word.
50 boxes of Girl Scout cookies, man. Trotto's in the freezer.
This is a lot of stuff. I mean, she's right. She really did invest in her family. And by invest, I mean she got it all. Steaks, candles, tarot card readings.
No, she hasn't gotten any of that stuff, she said.
No, but she bought all of those
she
things.
She said she bought
just
it.
The
tarot card readings, yeah.
Yeah, none hasn't of it has come back
fruition.
To help her.
But she's got her fingers crossed.
And you know what's funny? I was mad when people started asking me what I did with my lottery money. But now that everything's out in the open, I can say that it was cool to talk to some of you again. And if that is all I got from winning less than $100,000, then that's great.
Oh, less than $100,000. Okay, so the Lucky Day Lotto is not like millions.
Yeah, but half goes to taxes. So we're talking probably
Really? So she really only had like 50 grand.
In which case, she went on a good vacation and bought a Jeep, and then the rest just went to family, it seems like.
Yeah, who apparently, from this last paragraph, didn't talk to her before. So that's cool.
I know.
She's like, oh, yeah, it's cool that we're back in each other's lives.
Yeah, you can buy love. This is proof.
You can buy love.
Being debt-free feels amazing. And asking all of you to kindly get off my back about the money is my Christmas present to myself. Well, that and milk and Christmas cookies with my girlfriend, Jess. Winky face.
Oh my God, more milk?
Oh, yeah.
This
Jess
is a milk-based relationship.
The milk. Yes, Jess.
I think this is just, I'm going to have to do some Googling about milk-based kink.
Jess is like, hey, Lulu, all of my clothes are sour.
Can we use the nut milks?
No other updates to speak of, really. Work is good at the Hyatt, which is the easiest kitchen I've ever cooked in. If you come to Orland Park, come to the brunch bar, but not all on one weekend, please. It looks shady. Too many of you have been abusing your privileges.
Now everybody's just showing up for the free brunch. I mean, this is a family of takers.
Now off to the Moose to party with Big Lou, who says hi. Merry Christmas. The money is gone. Your lucky lesbian aunt, daughter, and sister, Lulu.
Oh, my
Merry Christmas.
Word.
The money is
the
gone.
The money is gone.
That is fantastic. This gives me a lot of ideas for my extended family next year, just to send one long form email where I get to torch everyone. It's like a roast.
Kindly get off my back. Happy holidays.
Yeah, the problem with me is that I haven't given my family any money. So they're all just like, this is just, where did this come from?
I know. I'm still in the position of being like, so, anybody have any extra money laying around?
Well, this has been a true treat.
Aww, I treat feel warm and fuzzy. A treat and a treasure.
So I'm going to have a glass of milk now, I think.
Well, there you have it. As St. Nicholas once said, mo money, mo problems. So, if you're extra flush this holiday season, call a few cousins to tell them that they need dental work and that you'll pay for it. Yes, they will be offended, but next year it will be worth it just to see them smile. Want a chance to have your holiday letter featured next season? Email us at wonderfullie@audiochuck.com. It's a Wonderful Lie is an Audio Chuck production, produced and co-hosted by Holly Laurent and Greg Hess. So what do you think, Chuck? Do you approve?